In the Missouri Senate Chamber, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 119th Psalm we hear, in your loving kindness, revive me, that I may keep the decrees of your mouth. Merciful Father, in the stillness of our souls, we listen for your voice to know again you are God. In the pressure of these closing days, we are stressed and restless, eager to do what is right, and pressed to know we know what is expected of us. So quiet our restless hearts with the knowledge that you are with us, keeping watch over us and caring for your own. Rekindle our faith and deal with us as seems best to you, and help us to be forgiving of and caring for one another. In your holy name we pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Polk, a quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session. 69th day, Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following prayer. How deep I find your thoughts, O God. How great is the sum of them. Psalm 139:16. Lord God, you understand it all and do what we cannot. So we pray that our thoughts may be like your thoughts. Help us discern what you discern, and may we have the insight you have in all that is happening in our world. May our minds never be so cluttered that we are not open to your word and the push you give in the decisions we need to make. In your holy name we pray, amen. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag was recited. A quorum being established, the Senate proceeded with its business. Photographers from Jefferson City News Tribune, St. Louis Public Radio, and KRCG-TV, KMIZ, ABC, 17 News, and Missouri Lawyers Media were given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber. The President requested the journal be read. Senator Richard moved that the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read. Senator Kevney rose to object. Senator Richard moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read and requested a roll call vote to be taken. Senator Kevney requested that motion be reduced to writing, which request was granted. Senator Holzman requested that motion be distributed, which request was granted. Senator Richard was joined in his request by Senators Holzman, Shoup, Sifton, and Walsh. At the request of Senator Richard, the motion to dispense with further reading of the journal was withdrawn. Senator Richard requested the journal be read, which request was granted. Senator Kehoe assumed the chair. President Kinder assumed the chair. Senator Richard moved that the journal be approved as read, which motion prevailed by the following vote. Yeas, Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Sylvie, Wallingford, Wasson, Whelan, 26. Nays, Senators Curls, Holzman, Kevney, Lavoda, Nasheed, Shoup, Sifton, Walsh, 8. Absent Senators, none. Absent with leave, Senators, none. Vacancies, none. The following senators were present during the day's proceedings. Present senators: Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan, 34. Absent senators, none. Absent with leave senators, none. Vacancies, none. The Lieutenant Governor was present. Resolutions. Senator Holzman offered Senate Resolution Number 1102 regarding Zachary Dakota, Zach, Teal, which was adopted. Senator Sater offered Senate Resolution Number 1103 regarding the 50th wedding anniversary of Mr. and Mrs. Lynn Thomas Miller, which was adopted. Senator Sater offered Senate Resolution Number 1104 regarding Bob Holman Miller, which was adopted. Senator Lavoda offered Senate Resolution Number 1105 regarding the death of T.W. Ivey, Independence, which was adopted. Senator Wasson offered Senate Resolution Number 1106 regarding Jacob Roebling, NXA, which was adopted. Senator Wasson offered Senate Resolution Number 1107 regarding Jonathan Grasmick, NXA, which was adopted. Senator Munslinger offered Senate Resolution Number 1108 regarding Joy Grimes, which was adopted. Senator Richard offered Senate Resolution Number 1109 regarding Leslie Simpson Jobson, which was adopted. Senator Romine offered Senate Resolution Number 1110 regarding Susan Myers, which was adopted. Senator Curls offered Senate Resolution Number 1111 regarding Sarah E. Holloway, Raytown, which was adopted. Senator Curls offered Senate Resolution Number 1112 regarding Aziza Harrell, Kansas City, which was adopted. Senator Romine offered Senate Resolution Number 1113 regarding Emily Snyder, which was adopted. Senator Riddle offered Senate Resolution Number 1114 regarding the Liberty Christian High School baseball program, which was adopted. Senator Onder offered Senate Resolution Number 1115 regarding the Mid-America Teen Community Emergency Response Team, Mid-America Teen Cert, which was adopted. Senator Kehoe offered Senate Resolution Number 1116 regarding the 50th wedding anniversary of Mr. and Mrs. Ron Marsh, Jefferson City, which was adopted. Senator Pierce offered Senate Resolution Number 1117 regarding David Rogers, which was adopted. Senator Brown offered Senate Resolution Number 1118 regarding Robert B. Williams, Rolla, which was adopted. Senator Hageman offered Senate Resolution Number 1119 regarding the 50th wedding anniversary of Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Clay Maxwell, Maryville, which was adopted. Senator Whelan offered Senate Resolution Number 1120 regarding Judy Kiefer Douglas Barnhart, which was adopted. Senator Nasheed offered Senate Resolution Number 1121 regarding Beatrice Mary Connigan, St. Louis, which was adopted. Senator Nasheed offered Senate Resolution Number 1122 regarding Father Bill Hutchison, S.J., St. Louis, which was adopted. Senator Kraus offered Senate Resolution Number 1123 regarding the Grain Valley High School Marching Eagles Band Program, which was adopted. Privilege motions. Senator Schaefer moved that the conference committee report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 210 as amended be taken up for adoption. Senator Sifton raised the point of order that an objection was made to taking up the motion, and senators were seeking recognition pursuant to Rule 76. The point of order was referred to the President Pro Tem, who ruled it not well taken. Senator Holzman raised the point of order that the calendar had not been dispensed with and needed to be followed. The point of order was referred to the President Pro Tem, who ruled it not well taken. Senator Holzman appealed the ruling on the point of order. He requested a roll call vote be taken and was joined in his request by Senators Kevney, Shoup, Sifton, and Walsh. Senator Holzman requested the Senate stand at ease. Senator Schaefer rose to object. Senator Holzman withdrew the appeal of the ruling on the point of order. President Pro Tem Dempsey assumed the chair. A quorum was established by the following vote. Present senators: Brown, Chappelle, Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Emery, Hageman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan, 29. Absent senators: Dixon, Holzman, Parson, Romine, Shoup, 5. Absent with leave, senators: none. Vacancies: none. Senator Schmidt assumed the chair. A quorum was established by the following vote. Present senators: Brown, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan, 30. Absent senators: Chappelle, Nadal, Lavoda, Parson, Schatz, 4. Absent with leave senators: none. Vacancies: none. Senator Onder assumed the chair. Senator Kehoe assumed the chair. Senator Onder assumed the chair. A quorum was established by the following vote. Present senators: Brown, Chappelle, Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan, 31. Absent senators: Kehoe, Romine, Schatz, 3. Absent with leave senators: none. Vacancies: none. Senator Lavoda offered a substitute motion that the Senate refuse to adopt the Conference Committee report on House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 210 as amended, and requested the House grant further conference. The President stated that the motion before the body was to take the Conference Committee report on House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 210 as amended up for adoption. The President stated that the vote had not yet been taken on the Senator Schaefer's motion. Therefore, the substitute motion was not timely. At the request of Senator Lavoda, the substitute motion was withdrawn. At the request of Senator Schaefer, the motion to take up the Conference Committee report on House Committee substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 210 as amended for adoption was withdrawn. Communications. President Pro Tem Dempsey submitted the following on May 13, 2015. Adrian Kraus, Secretary of the Senate, State Capitol, Room 325, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65101. Dear Ms. Kraus, due to my absence during the legislative days beginning upon my departure on Wednesday, May 13th, through the conclusion of the legislative session on Friday, May 15th, 2015, I authorize the Senate Majority Floor Leader to exercise the following duties. Refer bills to the Committee of Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight. Receive reports of bills on the Senate third read calendar or House bills on the third read calendar that have received the committee's fiscal review. Make motion to return gubernatorial appointments to the governor. Appoint conferees to conference committees. Take reports of standing committees. Sincerely, Tom Dempsey. On motion of Senator Richard, the Senate adjourned under the rules.
The senator from the 7th had been seeking recognition, and I'll get to you. For what purpose does the senator from Newton run?
Mr. President, I move that the journal be approved as read. I'm going to request four senators stand for a roll call vote.
Okay. We have that motion before us, and you'll have a roll call. However, I must recognize the senator from the 7th. For what purpose do you seek recognition? You have an amendment to the journal. Has it been distributed? Read the amendment of the senator from the 7th, the proposed amendment.
Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by Senator Holzman. Amend the Journal of the Senate for the first regular session, 69th day, Wednesday, May 13, 2015, line 2, by inserting immediately after the word, quote, President, end quote, the following, quote, Peter, end quote.
Does the senator from the first yield for inquiry?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you. Well, Senator, we noticed that when we were having the journal read, that when the president of the Senate was named, his first name was omitted.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, I'm not sure that's an issue that we need to address or not. You know, I have a couple. Is that done? I mean, I'm serious. We haven't discussed this. I don't. Is that a thing? I mean, or is it just? I would think it would be. I mean, I'm looking at yesterday's journal, and it seems to me no first name mentioned there either.
I mean, well, I think that it's appropriate to formally recognize the lieutenant governor, and that we should at least have a conversation about the fact that it was.
Well. I guess the question that I have for you, I have not looked at this at all, and I am not confident that I know. I mean, until yesterday, I don't think we'd ever even had, you and I have been here, this is almost three full years now. Until yesterday, we had never actually had the journal read. We had always dispensed of the reading with unanimous consent. And obviously, we're not living in a world now where unanimous consent is really a thing so much. But I got to tell you, so I am totally unfamiliar with how we even deal with issues in the journal. And I'm not sure what you have. I don't know if it's a. Did you couch it as a correction or an addition?
It is an amendment. So we are adding.
Amendment.
We are adding the first name of the lieutenant governor into the journal. So that is a formal reflection of the lieutenant governor in the office.
Well, I mean, it's not as if...
I think we should get back to talking about how we got here and what led us to this point in time, considering that for 17 weeks we had approved the journal with unanimous consent and we had dispensed with the reading. And now here we are and... The staff has had to read the entire journal, and so...
Well, let's face it, that's been at our behest.
That's true.
I mean, that's let's
well,
be honest
actually,
about it.
We actually didn't take a vote yet this morning on it.
Well, you know what? Yesterday, that was at our behest. Today, I would assume that it was simply read, and no unanimous consent motion was made, knowing how that was going to turn out. So I'm not certain. I think today it was just read out of anticipation, and so I would say that's probably on us as well. But to your point, obviously we all I think know how we got here.
Well, and we spoke about it yesterday, and we were made to understand that one priority trumped all other priorities, and that the majority party decided over the protestations of their own members to use an option that essentially took that priority and placed it above the rest of what we have in our buckets.
Sure. You know, somebody I had heard today, and I haven't looked through, I know I certainly have three full bins full of things that are on the calendar in one form or another. I have heard that there are 24 conference reports that are out there hanging in the balance, and that's just the conference reports. That's before you get to Senate bills with House amendments. That's before you get to House bills with Senate amendments that could come back around or other conferences that may still be going. And so I don't, I mean, yeah, there's obviously a lot that's still in the works, as it were.
When we look at what other priorities are laying out there, we could probably just start picking things out of the bucket here and looking at what we're not going to. That's a option that we have, just to kind of. I know. Have you been contacted by others that have priorities, rather it be House members or rather it be registered lobbyists that say we should be working on these other things, but we're not, and explain to them why we're not? Have you had those conversations?
You know what? I literally was confronted by somebody who's you know, paid to be outside the chamber, as we were getting rung into session about that very point. I think as the chaplain was getting ready to pray, I think that I had somebody approach me on that. And look, you know.
Well, you know, I had a couple of interesting. I saw some tweets yesterday. This tweet was from the Missouri Senate Majority Caucus. It says, "If there's any hope in keeping our current funding structure for healthcare in place, we must pass SB 210 while in session." At Ron F. Richard.
Well, we didn't. You know, it's obviously we couldn't have done that on day one of session.
But
we couldn't have done that on day two of session. But it's somewhere between day three and, I don't know, day 70, whatever we're at. It seems to me we could have found a way to get that done before people move forward in this fashion, if it was truly a problem.
Hear the debate.
Thank you, Mr. President.
But I would point to another quote that was given that says, quote, "There's priorities on both sides of the aisle. If mine don't make it, nobody else is going to either," Richard told reporters. "We're going to do our stuff first, which is my stuff, which is right to work."
Well,
did you read that quote in the press?
I saw that quote, yes.
And so that obviously was saying my stuff is more important than all of these folders here. And
you know what? I hate to say it, Senator, but honestly, apart from the bill that was on the floor yesterday, that may literally be true. And I'm not saying that what's in these bins still is unimportant. I'm saying the issue that we took up on Tuesday was about as important as they get for Missouri workers.
One priority.
Organized or not.
It's like the Lord of the Rings trilogy. One ring to rule them all. One priority to rule them all.
You know, I have never read Tolkien much.
Well,
I remember that I when I was young, I started reading The Hobbit, and it was kind of thick and a lot of work. And don't get me wrong, there are plenty of other big, long books that I've read. But for whatever reason, The Hobbit, after a few chapters, wasn't doing it for me.
And
it's been probably almost 30 years since I've cracked open. Haven't seen any of those films. Not one. I am thoroughly unversed in matters Tolkien.
Haven't seen
Senator.
A single Lord of the Rings.
I have not seen one.
You didn't see any of the Hobbit trilogy either.
That particular genre is just not in my skill set, Senator.
For someone who is so adept at the Star Wars,
well, that's
metaphysics.
Different. That well, that's
the fact
different.
That you don't know anything about the Lord of the Rings trilogy is shocking.
Well, then you certainly appear to be shocked, Senator.
Well,
I'm not sure that too many other people in this chamber are shocked.
Okay,
right
let me give you a little basis. There's one ring, and that ring is the Ring of Power.
Oh, good heavens, we're not going to go here, are we? No.
My point is one ring to rule them all, one priority to rule them all.
Sure.
One priority to use a rare procedural motion.
Right.
See, here's the thing. It wasn't like we didn't have communications before the fact where we said, look, if you use this motion,
yeah,
then this is going to be a consequence.
Look, the response has always been the same. The response has always been the same. With the one footnote of what happened in veto session last year, and I could not have been more clear in my conversations with leadership on the other side of the aisle, and I'm speaking specifically of the President Pro Tem who's left us for the balance of session for his daughter's college graduation, I believe. But, you know, apart from that one unique circumstance, and it was unique. I don't know that there's ever been a veto session previous question motion ever offered before last year. And we talked about that yesterday. But the reality is every time a PQ motion has been brought during regular session and carried out, this has been the response. And you know what, Senator? As long as I'm around, it always will be. It always will be. And I say that respectfully. I find this particular tactic somewhat distasteful, but I'll tell you, I don't disagree with what you're doing.
I think once decorum has begun its de-evolution,
sure,
once decorum has been cast aside for a single issue, then at that point in time, we have no reason to preserve it. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not cognizant of it. That doesn't mean that we don't understand exactly what it is that we're doing. It just means that we did not strike first. We intentionally did not do any quorum calls during the right to work debate. We intentionally did not do any legislative procedures that would try and change the course.
You know what, Senator, in that regard, I will tell you, I actually had on my desk a substitute motion to postpone consideration of that bill indefinitely.
Which could have lied on the table?
A substitute motion to postpone it to a date certain and an amendment to that substitute motion. I could have played that hand on Tuesday. I chose not to because I did not want to be, I did not want the opponents of that bill to be the ones to start it.
Well, here's the thing. Once you show that you know how to use the previous question, then you can use it anytime you want.
You can use it on this.
You can use it on us right now.
Yep.
You could PQ us right now to get off this amendment.
You know what? Not to be too clever by half, but you know, there is a middle initial, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not a big fan of this particular approach, I got to tell you.
Which is why we didn't do it for 17 weeks.
Well, that's right. Well, or for 10 years, almost.
Nine years.
But I'll tell you, Senator, not to bust your bubble. Obviously, I'm a no on any PQ motion. But if this particular motion that you brought before the body, this amendment to the journal that you brought before the body, comes to vote, I have to tell you, I'm going to vote no.
So
help us God if we find ourselves voting.
I understand. I think that the name of our lieutenant governor is important and that it should be fully recognized in the journal.
Well, I appreciate your point of view. In my limited purview, I don't recall much fascination with that question.
Well,
previously in our proceedings here in the Missouri State Senate, in the almost 3 full years that I've been here.
Did you see when the previous question was used how full the gallery was, how full the side was, how many House members came over?
You know, there may have been some House committee that unwittingly had a quorum standing here in the Senate chamber that evening. It was very full.
You know, when we forget our history, we're doomed to repeat it.
You know, and sometimes when we forget to attribute recognition to makers of famous quotes, we are doomed to be plagiarizers, Senator.
Well, I think that we should not forget our history. I think that term limits have had a disastrous effect on the decorum, as we've seen in the last 3 days, because those who were here in 2007, the last time this happened, would have remembered what the response was. They would have understood the gravity of that choice. But because they're not here, because that band of six, and do you remember what happened last time to get the grease back in the gears? Do you remember what they had to do?
I wasn't here, Senator.
You weren't here. Well,
I was a school board member.
There were a handful of senators who got together and they formed the No PQ Caucus, and they publicly stated that no matter what comes up, no matter what issue it is, we will put the institution in front of any issue. And I think there were six of them. The six of us agree that we will not sign nor vote for a previous question, and it hadn't been used since then.
You know, sort of a what I like to refer to as a bipartisan sanity caucus of its time.
Right. Well, you watch Game of Thrones or read the books at all?
You know, good boy, you're just going to expose all of my cultural blind spots today, aren't you, Senator? I have seen an episode or two of Game of Thrones. I'm not a cable subscriber. I will freely acknowledge that. I do have Netflix, mainly for my kids. So I've seen an episode or two. I'm kind of loosely aware of the premise. Have not read any of the books, and I mostly read nonfiction. Not going to lie to you.
Well, I've read the 5 Game of Thrones books that are out there and watched
Believe
the you have. Series.
I very, take you at your word on this.
Very Senator. Fascinating story. Really incredible story. And in there, they have what's called.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. President. In there, they have the Men's of the Night's Watch. and the men of the Night's
Good
Watch.
Heavens, here we go again.
They take a sworn
Senator,
oath.
You're killing me.
They take a sworn oath to protect the realm. They choose not to take a romantic partner. They choose not to take any contracts of money. They swear their fealty to the realm, and they protect it on the wall. And sometimes you have to have folks who are willing to protect the realm, even when it costs great sacrifice to them. And I think that, Senator, what we are engaged in right now is protecting the realm. We are protecting this chamber, and rather, the members of the majority, know it or not, we are protecting their own equality.
Senator, I agree with your point. I must strenuously object to your choice of metaphor. I am growing gravely concerned that by the end of this inquiry,
if I start using
the
Star
range
Wars,
of cultural references that will be horrifically misapplied
may
actually undermine the very purpose that you're trying to serve of protecting the realm of the Missouri State.
If I start using Star Wars analogies, would that make you feel more comfortable?
Well, no. I might be able to better understand you. But they would only increase my discomfort with this particular line of allegory, Senator.
Yeah, well, can I give you like one of my favorite Star Wars scenes at least?
Oh, no, you cannot. I'm sorry, Senator. I must refuse. We are here. No, seriously, we are here standing up to protect the functionality of this body, somewhat paradoxically, by impeding it for the important point that we cannot countenance unilateralism in this chamber, and that is what we saw Tuesday. You know, Senator, I note that there are some younger folks up in the gallery. I don't know that we see any grade school classes, but, I try to be somewhat mindful when we have impressionable minds watching these proceedings. That is in no way the cue to head for the exit. But seriously, the procedural history that led to this scintillating inquiry was as follows. There was a really important public policy question on which sides were very much dug in on both sides. Passions were high on both sides. And a rare procedural mechanism to force a vote used only 14 times in the history of this body, most of them since the current majority took over in 2001. And it's something that is done rarely, and that kind of unilateralism is something that just triggers something approaching a civil disobedience type response, regardless of the issue that's up. And now, Senator, it seems as though you may have managed to chase off the one school group we had in here. Are you proud of yourself?
If it protects the Senate, then we do what we must.
I'm not sure we must go to any other places you tried to take us here, Senator. In fact, I'm fairly certain that we
Senator,
must not.
Any of the collateral consequences of our having to defend the equality of every member on this floor is unfortunate, but I do think it's necessary.
I agree with that.
And that's the thing is that I've been asked by folks who are required by their job if we're going to do this to make it a little more light and entertaining. And so when I talk about the pop culture references. It's for their benefit that we're not, doing something that punishes them that have to, by their
That school group may have felt that they were being punished watching this inquiry, Senator. I'm not certain.
Yes. I'm just saying that, you know, the defiance that we are engaged in is a consequence of tyranny of the majority.
Oh, yes.
Because I would contend that when you have 73% of the body in your control and you have 95% of the legislative agenda that's being moved, when you don't get 100% of what you want, that is not the time to use options that are drastic.
And you know what? And that's exactly what I believe, thank you, Madison and Jefferson would say if they were standing here right now. Senator, while we are in the midst of, shall we say, procedural challenges, I will say that I think it's important to maintain senatorial courtesy. The senator from Barton, I think, is somewhat concerned that he may not have the opportunity to seize the floor in the next few minutes, and he actually has a friend, I believe a constituent, who's here, and we are well past the time for introduction of special guests. Not that unanimous consent to do so would necessarily be terribly easy to obtain.
I don't
anyway.
Think we do introduction of special guests.
We do not. We do not. But
I'd be happy to take a moment of our time.
Yes.
Acknowledge.
Well, especially if it can get us away from Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings. it is my understanding that with us today in the chamber is our doctor of the day, Dr. Bill Turner from Nevada in Vernon County. He is a guest of the senator from Barton, and I greatly lament that the senator from Barton himself was unable to acknowledge his presence, but I'm very glad that he's with us.
Thank you, doctor, for watching over us today. We appreciate it. Anyone else has any introduction of guests they would like to send forward, we'd be happy to accommodate that.
And I will also extend my regrets to Dr. Turner that this will be the takeaway of Missouri Senate inquiry that will be indelibly imprinted on his subconscious evermore.
At least he's here after hours of standing. If we do faint, we'll have somebody that will take care of us.
You know what? There will be a doctor in the Senate, as it were.
Right. Well, thank you, the Senator from Barton, for letting us know about that. And again, if anybody else has anybody in upper galleries they would like to be recognized, we'd be happy to accommodate that request. Senator, I'm not so sure if we want to stay focused on, if you're not willing to be a little bit more entertaining with the light side of our discussion, then I think that we should start.
You're as opposed to the opposite, Senator?
Well,
what are you saying about me, Senator?
I think that if we wanted to just start pulling folders out of our bucket here and start talking about
what we're not doing. Let's talk about, yeah, I agree. I've actually got a separate.
Senate bills, or should we start with some House bills?
Let's go with conference reports, Senator. I've actually got a separate bin of conference reports, starting with Senate Bill 13. And that was actually something for which there were.
I got it right here.
Two conference committee reports. So Senate Bill 13 was a bill originally, that's the perfected version. I've got the perfected version, not the S file. This was filed by the senator from Knox.
Oh, yes, this is a good one.
Yeah, and it was originally titled to enact a new section relating to the Career and Technical Education Advisory Council. And believe it or not, amazingly enough, I was going to say, amazingly enough, we had stuck to that title, but unfortunately, it would appear as though we have not. We are now entitled.
Senator from 7th.
I would like to have that amendment sent back.
Thank you for asking that it be sent back. Send the amendment back. The chair thanked the senator from the 7th because it involved me, and it would have placed me differently than any other president of the Senate had ever been. The senator from Newton.
I move that the journal be approved as read and request four senators to stand for roll call vote.
You have your roll call. Call the roll on approval of the journal.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from 24th. Senator from Webster. Senator from the 8th. Senator from 7th. As an your vote has changed to no. Senator from the 9th. Senator from St. Genevieve. Senator from the 1st. Your vote has changed to no. Senator from the 5th. As an aye. Your vote has changed to no. Senator from 24th again. Your vote has changed to no. Senator from 15th. By your vote of 26 aye, 7 no, you have adopted the motion of the senator from Newton. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business come about. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor of that motion say aye. And those opposed, no. Senate is adjourned.